for the chief musician, a psalm of David. In Jehovah do I take refuge. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend the bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may shoot in darkness at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Jehovah is in his holy temple. Jehovah, his throne, is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try, the children of men. Jehovah trieth the righteous, but the wicked, and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he will rain snares. Fire and brimstone and burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For Jehovah is righteous. He loveth righteousness. The upright shall behold his face. The 11th Psalm. We are all a part of the environment in which we live. What affects you affects me and all those around us. What happens to society happens to us all. Attempts to change society by treating the symptoms of a disease rather than the cause is common. In the physical realm, our children are not even taught how to protect themselves in the midst of danger, much less how to avoid danger. And the media keeps the society stirred up for the benefit of a story. Just this week, Ted Koppel said, 30 or 40 years ago, we used to be in competition to try to give people the news that they need. Now, we're in competition to give people the news that they want. An article was posted in 2008 stating, a gay man is suing two heavyweight Christian publishers, claiming their versions of the Bible that refer to homosexuality as a sin violate his constitutional rights and have caused him emotional pain and mental instability, USA Today, and seeking $70 million in damages. On a more recent note, the young man who built a clock, mistaken for a bomb, not only wants an apology from the city's mayor and police chief, but is now seeking $15 million from his city and school. Not even the Bible is safe from the devices of men. In the 90s, Reuters reported, the New Testament gets a major facelift next month with a new English translation eliminating references to God the Father, turning the Son of Man into the human one, and removing accusations that Jews killed Christ. The new translation says children should not obey their parents, but heed them. Wives are no longer subject to their husbands, but committed to them. Darkness is no longer equated with evil because of racist overtones, and the Lord's Prayer now begins, Our Father, Mother in Heaven. References to the right hand of God are also deleted, eliminating possible embarrassment to left-handed people. It now becomes God's mighty hand. The editors of the New Testament and Psalms, an inclusive version, deny they have spent the last 5 years producing a politically correct Bible, but admit that a legion of traditionalists are waiting in the wings to cast the first stone and began one of the biggest Bible debates in years. Some critics have already charged that the editors have censored the Bible in order to make it fit the political trends of the day. The book will be published September 11th by Oxford University Press, a major publisher of biblical translations. This translation is aimed at churches and Christians who are thoughtful about the way the Bible includes everyone. I think political correctness is a pejorative term, which is used by people who want the Bible to produce obedience, not thoughtfulness, said Susan Brooks Thistlewaite of the Chicago Theological Seminary, who is one of the six editors. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Isaiah saying, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Isaiah 5:20 and 21.